This is St. Louis Public Radio. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler has a story for you about two local men working to become police officers. One is black, the other white. They meet at a recent diversity awareness training held by the Anti-Defamation League. It's the last requirement before taking their final police exam. They go into the training with very different experiences and leave with very different impressions.
Meet Justin Nichols and Peter Welligala. Nichols, who's African-American, grew up in St. Charles and North County.
I graduated from St. Charles High School back in 97.
He's 36, a former firefighter who served in the military. Nichols' love of arson investigation made him want to become a police officer. Welligala is white and 10 years younger.
I grew up in Ellisville, Wildwood area. Graduated from Lafayette High School in 2006.
The ex-Marine misses the camaraderie of the military and hopes to find it in the police force. They're both in a diversity training at the Holocaust Museum, led by Karen Oresti, head of the Anti-Defamation League.
So what do you know about people just by looking at them?
Oresti displays slides from Nazi Germany. One shows a throng of SS officers in a Jewish neighborhood. The implication is that it's a dangerous place where dangerous people live.
Is it difficult to take it from there to maybe all Jews are like that, when you're in the midst of a whole lot of different propaganda?
Oresti explains that from the Holocaust to modern day life, stereotypes inform many of our decisions. Police make assumptions, citizens prejudge cops. They also judge people who want to be cops, like Nichols' family and friends. They see police as the bad guys.
It was looked at as being a profession that was not for black men in particular. A lot of hurt, I guess, that came from police officers, from the community. Also, just the point of feeling like a kind of like a traitor.
But it's a different story for Welligala.
I don't have any friends that have any negative outlooks on the police or have said anything negative to me as far as my, you know, my career path.
What the two cadets take away from the training is as varied as the experiences they came in with. For Nichols, it's eye-opening to be reminded that discrimination and persecution aren't limited to African Americans.
Not just to look at, I guess, black faces or community, you know, and to see it from the eyes of the Jewish community. A lot of the same tactics, a lot of the same circumstances in the ghettos and all these other different scenarios, it's kind of mind-boggling.
For Welligala, the training isn't as life-changing. He was already pretty confident that because of his military experience, he'd be able to relate to all kinds of people on his beat.
And so it's pretty easy for me to come into a situation, talk to people, find out where they're coming from, and you know, be more empathetic and see their points of views than somebody who's only had to deal with one culture their whole entire life.
But the training did underscore for Welligala the need to avoid profiling, judging people by racial or other stereotypes.
You can't go into a situation and assume what you think. You have to look at the whole thing. You have to figure out what's going on and really figure out where the root of the problem is.
But Karen Oresti, the training leader, says there's not always time to figure things out.
In some ways, they have to profile. They just have to profile criminal behavior and not profile more generally. Because we do it, not just police do it, everybody does it. It's just that police are in a unique position. They carry guns and they have the capacity to enforce the law in this country.
Nichols and Welligala will soon be among those enforcing the law. They both passed their post-exam. Nichols was hired by St. Louis County, and Welligala is interviewing with several local forces. I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.